bag. What would you know? What might you call that?
Container. I don't know.
Okay. How about a potato? You ever seen potatoes in the store with 50 or 100 pounds of real big ones? You know, what would you call that? The material and everything.
Burlap.
Yeah. Would you say that's a burlap bag?
Burlap sack.
Okay. How about any other names for those? For burlap. Okay. You ever heard anybody refer to anything about taking, you know, this is in pertaining to farming too, taking a quantity of corn or meal or something down to have it ground up? You ever heard anybody talk about that or mention it?
Mill, I guess.
Okay. So, in other words, what would you call the amount of corn that you might take the mill at one time to be ground? What would you call it? Or, let's put it this way, what would you call the amount of wood that you can carry in your arms?
A bundle.
Okay, that's good. If you had a wagon load or a truckload that wasn't quite full, would you have a name for, you know, something that wasn't quite full? Just a half full load or something. Would you have a name?
Half full.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you have a lamp and it goes out, you know, the torch and it goes out.
Right.
You have to buy a new what?
Light bulb.
Right. And when a woman washes her clothes, she takes it out inside of, you know, to hang them up on the line, she carries them in a what?
Basket.
Sure. Okay. And we were talking about barrels earlier, you know, but a real small barrel, sometimes nails would come in. What do you call those things?
Barrel.
Okay, you ever, these sometimes about that tall. They used to talk about having a rum, small rum.
I've heard the term, I don't use it.
Okay. You ever, well, all right, now in large barrels, the old wooden barrels, okay?
Right.
And they have those metal bands around them. You ever
right.
seen those? What do you call those?
The metal rim?
Yeah, what do you call those?
Metal rim.
I remember that, a few years ago they had a fad with these little plastic round things and you'd spin them around, you would have called
them. Oops.
Yeah. And how about, see if I can get you to pronounce this other one here. The, these old pirate stories sometimes, they would talk about breaking out, they'd break out, again, back to a small wooden barrel. Just a real, maybe 5 gallon small wooden barrel.
Keg.
Right. Okay. That's the one I was talking about, the nails. Sometimes nails come in kegs.
A beer's come in kegs.
Right. I should have mentioned that. Cause yeah, right. I get down here in the city. See, I've been used to interviewing in the country.
Right. I thought they'd been out in the country.
Yeah. Well, this, yeah, right. I should have said beer comes in. 17 gallons, right. 17
okay.
and a half gallon point. All right. If, now if you have wine, and you have a screw to take out of what?
Corkscrew, take out a cork.
Okay. Now, if you have something that's, if you have material other than cork, you know, you have a, if you have something blocking up the hole in a bottle other than cork, okay. Would you call it a cork? What would you call it?
Bottle cap.
Okay. You ever seen those little cut glass brandy bottles or something like that?
Yeah. Right.
And they have a glass one.
Stopper, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, what do you call a little instrument that's about that long and use it to play blues and just move it back?
Harmonica.
Okay, any other names you might use for that?
Harp.
Okay, and what about that country instrument that that looks like this? It has a clanger right there.
Banjo?
No, this is a small, it's about
the size. It is, but I don't know another pronunciation or
okay.
term for it.
All right. How about, and we were talking about nails earlier, what do you use to drive nails?
Hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the horses that you attach them to?
Yoke.
Okay. How about, what's this name?
Stirrup.
No, this
anvil. The tongue.
Yeah, you ever heard of the wagon?
Bridle.
Okay.